Marino next to Orton, who's in the shotgun. Snap to Kyle. He looks right, sets, throws, pass is going to be caught, and to the end zone and into the end zone for a Bronco touchdown goes Noshon Marino.
Time now to spend a few minutes with Broncos rookie running back Noshon Marino. Noshon, you and your teammates getting ready for your second crack at a very physical Oakland team. How much has Coach talked about that this week, and what do you expect from them on Sunday?
Definitely a fast, physical team that we have this week. I just got to get prepared for them.
Now that you're watching film of an opponent that you've played against, kind of different when you're watching film of someone that you haven't played against yet, you can kind of see what you did and make the adjustments?
Exactly. You know, look at the mistakes that you made that game, and then hopefully you don't make the same mistakes in the next game.
Well, let's get to the questions. You're busy, Noshon. Tom in Chicago, Illinois is wondering, the NFL is a faster game than college. Mm-hmm. What, if anything, have you done to adjust to that?
I think you just adjust to it as you just progress in the whole season. You know, as you have different carries and you keep on going throughout the whole season, you just adjust to the speed.
Is it something literally you can learn week to week as a rookie?
Yeah, you can. There's always something to learn, especially as a rookie. Each week is something different that you can learn, and that you learn from your peers and from the coaches.
You've been learning a lot as a rookie. Wondering, who has helped you the most so far during your transition from college to the pros?
Definitely all the coaches. At the same time, the veteran running backs that we have, Lamont Jordan and Karell Buckholder, have definitely been it for me.
You know, Coach Turner's worked with a lot of good running backs, and he's probably picking his brain all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been with a lot of great backs also. So it's great just to hear things that he has to say about certain runs and certain protections, and to keep on learning from it.
You know, George, you said you got ready to run the ball. You guys did what you did every week, and you just went out there and ran it here week to week. It's been different. What's that change been like for you?
It's somewhat of a change. You know, it's still football. You still have to study your opponent, run the game and pass protection also. So it's still football, but at the same time, it's just a different level.
Coach McDaniel says it's not do what we do for the Broncos. It's do what we need to do that week for that team. That trickles down to the running backs, too. It has to.
Definitely. It trickles down, you know, from the top to the bottom, basically. And you just really got to know your keys and get in your playbook.
What part of your game do you think you're working on right now the most? What are you trying to improve getting into this final stretch of the season?
Definitely just keeping my body healthy. That's one thing. Staying mentally sharp. And also just my reads, my run reads. Pass protection is always a must. So it's always something to learn and get better at.
This time last year, you were halfway through a month layoff between your last game against Georgia Tech in the Florida Citrus Bowl. At this point of the season, what are you doing to kind of take care of your body, keep your body fresh so you don't hit that much-discussed rookie wall? How are you taking care of yourself?
That's the main thing. You want to get in that cold tub, get in the training room, get the things that you need for your body, especially the cold tub, hot tub, things like that before practice, and just stay on top of that, to those things, and take your vitamins, to eat well, just the little things, just to keep your body fresh and healthy.